Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
It's the most extraordinary feeling, you know. On some level, it feels like we began and it was just yesterday. And then and other times, you know, you kind of feel that long, beautiful 25 years. For me, you know, when so much is closing down and when so much contemporary dance has suffered so terribly because of COVID and, you know, all sorts of maladministrations that are going on politically and socially, it feels like a really beautiful thing to know that something survived that is giving work to artists, that's honoring this art form, and that's also just really a space of sharing across cultures, across races, across genders, and really understanding art as this incredibly transformative thing in our lives.
Given that this is the 25th anniversary, do we expect something different when it comes to Jomba and the experience that it brings?
Absolutely. So, I mean, we don't want to mess with a true and tried recipe, but I can let everyone know that it's a jam-packed program. We are programming probably about 10 more companies than what we usually do, and we've got some beautiful focuses. So, for example, this is the first time the festival will be doing a focus on youth. So we will be not just offering young dancers a chance to perform, which we always do on our youth platforms, but we're also getting companies from all over the world who are making dance work for younger audiences. And I think one of the things that we've done curatorially is we've tried to also remember the history of the 25 years. So there are companies that have been invited back to celebrate this year who've had very significant insights and assistances and have performed at the festival before. So it's a kind of coming together of family in a way, and a huge celebration.
And we understand that people with disabilities are also being given a platform this year.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's been one of the driving forces in the festival always. But what we are doing this year is, alongside this youth focus, we're doing a youth focus on disability or integrated dance practice. So we've invited, you know, three companies who are doing work that looks at the integrated disability dance work. Unmute Dance Company from Cape Town, who have spearheaded the most extraordinary professional artwork with mixed abilities in their company. We have a dancer from Uganda called Joseph Debandeka, who himself is a disabled dancer, but the most extraordinary performer doing the most extraordinary work, which will just sort of blow your mind away, and you sort of start questioning why you need legs in the first place. And then we have a Dutch company, Introdance, and we've asked them to bring a program of their integrated dance work. So those three companies are making up this magnificent focus on asking us as South Africans to look at disability differently and to not think about what we can't do, but what we can do. And obviously workshops and opening spaces for people with disabilities to come and try out. Maybe they think they would like to also give this thing called dance a go, you know. So we're very, very excited by that.
For those who would like to watch the performances, be part of the dialogues and experience it for themselves, how do they access it?
The Jomba Masahambisani dialogues that are coming up, which is the first part of our two-phase festival, is a online colloquium where we're going to be having these wonderful discussions and dialogues about disability, about integrated dance, about how we manage and think about ourselves in terms of citizenship and belonging. And it's absolutely easy. All you do is you go to the Centre for Creative Arts website, or you can go to the Jomba website and you just look up for Jomba, and you will see a thing called the Jomba Masihambisani Dialogues. You click on that and all the information that you need is available to you.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.